97.7 on the Heel. Aaron Keck here with you at Trinzigora Studios here at University Place. Joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. And I'm really hoping we get the banana story today. Are we getting the banana story today?
I was actually planning to not do the banana story. The time for bananas has passed.
No, the time for bananas has never passed.
All right. Okay. Well, similar to yesterday.
Wait. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Banana story.
The time for the bananas has never passed.
I have a banana in my hand and it wants to hear the banana story.
Literally do. Okay. All right. I'm glad that, like, yesterday when I passively had the murder story just up and I was ready to talk about it, we can indeed talk about the banana story. So it comes from a Dominican news source, and it's a story about Latin American producers of bananas who are joining forces to collectively demand, quote, respect for banana prices.
Ah, yes.
And I think that that's a pretty interesting thing. I think we've already made the how much can a banana cost $10 joke before, but just in case, how much can a banana cost?
$10. Arrested Development
the
joke.
Answer is the bananas that you buy should cost significantly more than they are in the grocery store.
Because I am, in fact, holding a banana in my hand because I'm going to eat it in a minute. And it cost 59 cents a pound at Harris Teeter, which is already up a little bit from where it was before. Because 2022, whatever. But still, like, you think about the amount of work that it takes to grow the bananas, to harvest the bananas,
to package them, prepare
them for shipping, to ship them, to get them to the distribution point, then to transport them to the grocery store, to stock them. And you're selling this for 59 cents a pound. That's crazy.
It is crazy. The global logistical chain that allows bananas from Latin/South America to be delivered to you here in the United States at any time of the year. Time of the year, you can go buy a banana for less than $1 a pound.
To store the bananas so that when it's not banana season, we still have bananas available.
So as a consumer, taking that like super top level view of things and thinking, man, this banana feels pretty cheap, you can imagine how it feels to be the person growing the bananas.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they're the ones who are getting underpaid because we want our bananas for 59 cents.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's certainly a lot of underpaying being done across the board. But this Latin American Summit of Bananas, a fruit logistical fair and agenda meeting in Brussels, I suppose, which seems like an interesting place to have that. Shouldn't you have it at the home of the bananas?
What is it, the Latin American summit that's happening in Brussels?
Yeah.
That seems incorrect,
so,
but okay.
Now
is there
I'm
a Brussels in Costa Rica
that I'm not aware of? It is the Brussels. And now that I'm looking at it, it makes more sense to me that this board got together to collectively bargain in Europe, because in Europe, they can more effectively argue for a pricing increase. There's a lot of fragmentation in markets elsewhere, but in the EU, there's a fairly centralized pricing structure.
Right.
So they got together and just said, hey, $1 more a box. $1 more per box of bananas. We feel like that's entirely fair. And, quote, we will do everything in our power to achieve it. The reception to the $1 a box price increase has not been received well, to say the least.
Europeans don't want to pay workers for the food that they're eating? How about that?
What's being cited by the Association of Banana Importers and Exporters?
I'm sure they've got a fantastic sounding reason.
It entirely cites current conflict between Russia and Ukraine
as
the reason why we can't talk about bananas right
now. Best quote ever, I think, and I always get it wrong, but paraphrasing, Benjamin Franklin in his autobiography wrote that I love being a reasonable person, because the great thing about being a reasonable person is you can come up with a reason for anything you want.
You can come up with a reason for anything. But yeah, this story, more or less, I just wanted to take a second to appreciate the things that can get to you in relatively low amounts of time with high availability at extremely low prices.
How many pounds are in a box, do you know?
I do not know how many pounds are in a box.
Because if it's like 10 pounds, then you're talking about an extra 10 cents a pound for bananas, which is kind of what we're paying now. If you're talking like
40 pounds.
Oh, they can't pay 2 extra cents. Get out of here, Europe.
Yep, get out of here.
It it is time now for your daily laugh, the clean joke of the day, presented by Mac Orthodontics, located in Hillsboro and Burlington. Start loving your smile online at macortho.com. While I'm eating this banana, Victor Lewis, take it away.
Bananas all the way down. Tell me, Aaron Keck,
banana
why?
Banana's delicious.
I'm sure it is. Why should you always keep a musical instrument in your car?
Oh, no, why are y'all keeping me in the car?
Because it's great for traffic jams.
Ah.
Finish the banana.